listening to News and Views on WCCO Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk tech gadgets. The new iPhone 5 is rumored to be coming out this week. So we have an expert on all things tech who will take your questions. And I've got a lot of questions for him. I'm curious about how we stay future-oriented and stay connected. You're listening to News and Views on WCCO Radio. It's 2:35. I'm Rashini Rajkumar. We will be right back.
You're listening to News and Views on News Radio 830 WCCO.
You're listening to News and Views. I'm Rashini Rajkumar. Welcome back. We've had quite a full show, and we're going to wind down the show talking about tech gadgets. What's out there? What's coming out? Big rumor, although it's kind of the worst kept secret, that the iPhone 5 is supposed to come out on the 12th of September. So that's about the middle of the week. We're going to be talking to a tech reporter and blogger about that. We want to take your questions. But I have a listener question for you. What is that device that you can't live without? I know some people say they can't live without their cell phone. Some people say they can't live without their laptops. What is it that you can't live without? And we'll be chatting with Julio Ojeda Zapata from the St. Paul Pioneer Press. He's a consumer technology reporter and blogger. And I've got questions for him. I'm sure you do too. We'll take your calls at 866-989-9226 and 651-989-9226. Good afternoon, Julio. How are you?
Oh, I'm terrific. I'm at the Mall of America. Just bought my son an Xbox for having an eventful afternoon.
Well, wow. How just totally fitting, as we're going to talk to you about tech and the coming things, and you just purchased an Xbox.
So, yeah, there you go.
Now, have those things gone down? I don't own one. I haven't owned any version of one. So have they gone down in price since they first came out?
The Xboxes?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a little confusing. They generally have, although they sell all kinds of bundles with extra accessories and games and things that sort of cause the prices to fluctuate fairly wildly. But generally, yeah, as the consoles get older, they do get cheaper.
So what is hot in consumer technology these days? I know we're going to get into the iPhone 5, but separate from that, we'll chat about that and focus on that. What's hot in your area of reporting right now?
Well, the three things that are super red, red hot right this second are phones. We can talk about those a little bit. Tablets and ebook readers. Those three things are very hot because some fairly prominent makers of these technologies are releasing products that are sort of going head to head. So we have some interesting horse races developing right about now.
Let's talk a little definitionally, because some people are as advanced as you. I know Chris in here in studio with me most likely is. When you talk about these different definitions, he's on social media, he does all these things, and he's also got the gadgets. But what is a tablet? Let's define what a tablet is. You see Nook, you see iPad. Are those generically tablets, or is a tablet just one brand?
And that also gets a little confusing because there's some crossover. But generally, a tablet is a touchscreen device. The most common one is the iPad, which works a little bit like a smartphone, which is also a touchscreen device, but it's just larger. It's, you know, between 7 and 10 inches.
Okay.
It's basically this little computer that you're holding in your hand. It just doesn't have a keyboard. You just do everything on the screen.
Okay. And are you able to share what you use as far as a tablet goes?
I have a preference for the iPad myself. In fact, I'm in the process of writing a book that's iPad-related.
Well, that helps then, that you have a preference for it.
yeah. But Google recently released, and the iPad is a fairly large device, you know, between 10 and 11 inches in size. But Google recently released a 7-inch tablet called the Google Nexus 7 for a very, very attractive price of $200, and people have been very impressed with that. And it's in a different category because it isn't quite as large as the iPad, but it's larger than a phone, so it sort of fits roughly between the size of a phone and the size of an iPad. And that's an interesting category because Amazon recently announced some tablets, you know, which roughly fit into that category as well. And Apple, rumor has it, is on the verge of releasing a version of its iPad that is smaller, you know, roughly 7 inches also. So we're going to start seeing a market for these 7-inch tablets, which a lot of people like because they're easier to hold in one hand when you're reading a book or watching a movie. It's a little difficult to do that with the iPad, which tends to be a little larger and heavier.
So it always seems to be about size, doesn't it, with tablets, with phones? How can we go smaller and lighter but still not give up the clarity in the picture?
Yeah. And the iPad is good for people who want to get things done. You know, it's a large enough device where you can use it for productivity. But if you're the kind of person that just wants to read a book, watch a movie, you know, scan your email and so forth, the 7-inch tablet sort of hits the sweet spot. And what makes things a little confusing is smartphones are getting larger. They're sort of intruding into that 7-inch tablet size. So you have some phones on the market, like the Galaxy Note, which compared to an iPhone are really, really, really big. But they are phones, they're not tablets. As I said before, you have certain distinct categories, but you have certain devices that sort of bridge those categories. Another good example of that are ebook readers. Amazon recently released a new version of its popular Kindle, which is a simple, inexpensive device for reading books. And that's, I haven't seen one yet, but apparently it's very nice because older Kindles, it wasn't like black and white, like a printed page. It was sort of gray, you know, gray, dark gray text on light gray background. This one is a lot more like a book because the background is a lot more white than other devices.
Yeah, well, and that's what's interesting about these ebooks. I haven't really launched into the different devices. It's really interesting the things that are out there. I'm getting some texts from people that are saying that they just like they travel a lot and they're really liking the ebook or those readers. So is that the generic term? It's an ebook, and it can be a different brand.
Yeah, an ebook reader.
Okay.
But like I said earlier, that's where things get a little confusing because there's some ebook readers which use screens that very much resemble that of the iPad. They're color, they're touch screens. You know, most ebook readers are very simple devices that you sort of manipulate with buttons. But there are certain ebook readers on the market, like the Nook, which look like iPads, but they're simplified. They don't do as much as a tablet, but they look like a tablet. So you have these devices which sort of bridge that gap between ebook readers and tablets.
So I want to know from our listeners, too, if they have a preference, if they're using the Nook, the Kindle, or other devices, if you have a preference, give us a ring. We want to know. We're going to spread the information out there. 866-989-9226, 651-989-9226. We're speaking with Julio Ojeda Zapata he is the consumer technology reporter and blogger for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. When we come back from the break, we'll be taking your calls and talk about the iPhone 5 that's rumored to be coming out. I'm Rashini Rajkumar. We'll be right back.
WCCO.com.
Welcome back to News and Views on WCCO Radio. I'm Rashini Rajkumar. We are speaking about technology and techie devices with Julio Ojeda Zapata from the St. Paul Pioneer Press, who just bought his son a new Xbox. You were a good dad, Julio.
Yeah, and it was important to him. He's a good kid, and he really loves his Xbox, so we bought him one.
That's really nice. Well, let's talk about this what was probably the worst-kept secret in technology. I started hearing about it 10 days ago, but it's rumored that the iPhone 5 comes out on Wednesday, September 12th. Is that the big announcement Apple will give?
Yeah, I'd wager a large sum. Apple has invited the media to a press event. The picture on the press event has the letter 12 with a shadow that looks like a 5. So you know, it's pretty obvious what's coming.
Pretty obvious. There really aren't rumors or secrets, right, when it comes to technology.
Well, Apple doesn't come right out and tell you what it's going to announce until it actually announces it. But you know, when you just add up all the clues, it's fairly clear that an iPhone announcement is coming.
So one of the things I'm concerned about with this announcement of the iPhone 5, there's talk, especially since Apple won the lawsuit. And has to pay out some money with this technology. Is it against Samsung, correct? And Droid phones. How could some of that impact? I mean, are we going to see the competitive drive continue with Apple and its competitors, or and the iPhone? Or are they really going to be able to kill the world of the Droid phones and the Droid phones being able to use some of that technology or mimic some of that technology?
Well, I wouldn't worry too much about it because the gist of that legal activity was Apple's contention that Samsung was copying the iPhone, but that copying was mostly done with some earlier versions of Samsung's phones, and the phones that Samsung is releasing now and will release in the future don't really infringe on those patents as blatantly. So basically what's going to happen is Samsung is going to sort of change its design so that it doesn't get into trouble with Apple anymore. It doesn't put Samsung out of business. Samsung is almost as big in the cell phone market as Apple, and they will continue to be so. So it's not really going to create a situation where Apple is alone in the market. We'll still have Google phones. Like the Samsung Galaxy 3, which is a really nice phone, we'll still have phones with Microsoft's Windows 8 operating system, which are coming on the market shortly. We're going to see a lot of variety, but Apple certainly is, you know, fairly prominent.
Right, and so that's interesting to hear about with. Because, you know, I have to admit I'm a Droid user, but I could just as easily switch to an iPhone. I'm not that tech savvy, so I'm kind of looking at what's going to get the task done that I need accomplished. But it sounds like what you're saying, that we can sort of relax, because it was really more of a warning. Okay, now Samsung, moving forward, don't copy them anymore. Is that essentially what you're saying?
That's pretty much it. And it's a nice time to be buying a smartphone, because there was a time when the iPhone was the only really good phone out there, and everything else was kind of crappy, but now you have some. Like right now, I have a Samsung Galaxy S3 on loan, and it's a really beautiful phone. It looks nothing like the iPhone. It's a lot bigger. It has a lot of motion features and so forth. And we're getting to the point where you have a lot of really, really good options out there. I tend to be kind of Apple-centric myself, but I don't blame people that buy phones like the Galaxy S3, because it's a beautiful piece of hardware.
Well, said like a true tech junkie. Thank you, Julio Ojeda Zapata, for speaking with us today and giving us some updates on tablets and iPhones and e-books. There's so much technology out there, it's kind of hard to always weed through it. How can people find you at the Pioneer Press if they want to read more?
Probably the best, if you go to my homepage, my personal homepage, ojezap.com, that's ojezap.com, that's sort of my HQ, and that sort of leads you to all the other things that I do, so that's probably the easiest way to go.
Okay, excellent. Well, thanks so much for joining us and bringing us some technology wisdom, and I know I'm not going to look at my iPhone or a tablet in the same way again. So thanks a lot. Have a great afternoon.
Yeah, no problem. Take care.
Yeah, you too. You're listening to News and Views on WCCO Radio. We've had quite a big show.